Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and the host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I'm coming at you with episode 13 and we are going to talk a little bit about a topic that I'm not an expert in by no means, and I am not the best person to talk in depth about this, but I can give some valuable information and some valuable insight into how this particular topic has an effect and is correlated highly with the golf swing and your golf technique, your fundamentals, your form. And the topic is about fitness. It's about specifically swinging without getting a tight back and swinging in a way that prevents injury, because there's a lot of golfers out there that struggle with injuries, and I'm only 30 years old, but even I in the past have had injuries when I was 10 years young, just over 10 years younger now, trying to play for a living as a professional, trying to qualify for professional tournaments, and when I had that goal of playing in the Masters one day. So, and you know, most golfers, you know, I think it's something like 70% of the golfing population is between the ages of 40 to 55 anyway, or maybe even higher, but it's a lot. The majority of golfers are a little bit older. And you know as well as I do that the older you are, the more susceptible you are to injuries. That's just how it goes in life. As you get older, you tend to get weaker. Although there are lots of people out there that have got stronger as they've got older because they've exercised more and done different things with their health and nutrition. But for the most part, as we get older, we get a little bit weaker and softer. So I just want to preface this by saying that your golf swing is your body. And I tell that to golfers all the time in lessons that have this have these big dreams and visions of having this huge rotation with their backswing, huge rotation with their upper body, their arms going parallel or past parallel and having all of this width and depth in their swing. To generate tons of speed, like, you know, the likes of Adam Scott with that sort of look of lots of width, and that's what a lot of golfers are coming to golf lessons asking for. Some of them ask, but mainly that's what they envision, because they reference those guys, and that's understandable. But these guys on a PGA Tour, they're in the gym for the majority of it anyway. Since Tiger Woods came out on tour many years ago, the field has changed. Most of these guys are exercising every single day, multiple times a day. They're stretching multiple times a day. They have professionals that stretch them for them. They have massages and deep tissue massage. They have so much. They have a whole team around them preparing their body to swing and play. Rory McIlroy. In fact, no, I actually know a guy. Not Danny Dennison. He's a guy that played on the European Tour. I competed against him when in my early days. Who was it? He won the Masters. British guy, I'll remember his name at some point. British guy, a few years ago, won the Masters. And what's his name? He works with a fitness coach, and I forgot the name of the fitness coach. Oh my God, I'm having a nightmare. I'll get these names and share them some other way. But he works with a fitness coach that I know of, because one of my good juniors used to work with the same fitness guy. It used to cost him a bomb. But I know for sure that after every round, this fitness guy was there waiting for him, was there waiting to stretch and massage and do all sorts of things with this guy's body, because of, you know, just how much it gets beat up just swinging the golf club. So in my opinion, most of the time golfers need to have less rotation, swing shorter, and just focus on being more efficient. And if we can, if most golfers can become more efficient with the way they move the body, then they're gonna generate more club head speed, hit it further anyway. But they're also gonna hit the ball more in the center of the club face, which is gonna transfer more of that energy into the ball, resulting in better shots that go further anyway. So for most golfers, they need to swing it shorter, unless juniors. You know, juniors are pretty susceptible. So, but most adults need to swing it a little bit shorter, and that way they would greatly benefit. So I want to tell everybody an amazing resource to go and check out is TPI. I think it's mytpi.com. If you type in Google Titleist Performance Institute, their website, they are like the gods of fitness, golf and fitness. They do touch a little bit on learning and practice, but when it comes to learning and practice, even these guys haven't got anything on me and what I know and what I've created and put out into the world when it comes to practice, the brain and learning. But when it comes to fitness, there's nowhere else better in the world than what these guys say. And they will tell you, just from a screening test, so just simply doing some stretches and movements, they will be able to tell you what swing characteristics you have. And then those swing characteristics will then indicate what type of shots you hit, ball flight you have, and what sort of struggles you will have in your golf career or your golf life. And that might sound crazy just from measuring how your body's moving in the gym. How some people think, oh, just from doing that, how can you tell me how I hit the ball and what my ball does? I've done this now for 10 years. I did the TPI, the Titleist Performance Institute certifications, and I spent lots of time in the information of TPI, and I've actually experienced using it. I've at my golf academy, I partner with some local professionals, and there is a local expert who has a team around him. He's a chiropractor and he has other professionals around him, and I rely on them. They are my fitness and exercise team that I bring in to work with my golfers. It's called Dynamic Sports Therapy. These guy, Dr. Hull, works with baseball players, professional golfers, professionals in different sports, and he physically screens, which is like measuring movements and patterns of movements of the people I take to him, so my golfers. And then based off of that, he gives me a report, and even just going through the assessment and through the test, he'll say things to me like, oh, does he get a little across the line? Does he swing it a little long? Or does he get a little bit of early extension and scoop up underneath it? And I'm like, yep, he does this, he does that. And we just chat, like, knowing this guy's or girl's game and swing just from measuring the movement. So it's phenomenal. And then what TPI, mytpi.com, titleistperformanceinstitute.com will tell you from that is what are some exercises that you can do in the gym and even on the range that will help when it comes to preparing your body for what it's about to endure on the golf course swinging. And then I would highly recommend the golf coach you are working with, you speak to him, you ask him to physically, or her, to physically screen your body to find out what your body can and cannot do when it comes to the golf swing. I build all of my golfers' swings and form techniques from how their body is able to move. You look at the likes of Jordan Spieth. A lot of people would say that chicken wing that he has at impact and going through impact isn't helpful. If he just got rid of that, he'd be a great player. Well, he actually has some issues with his shoulder. And so this is a physical thing. And through TPI screening and fitness exercises, through screening his body, they found that, and that's just how his body's made, That's the only way he can swing efficiently. So if anyone did try to change that, they would ruin Jordan Spieth and he wouldn't be on tour. I know his coach, Cameron McCormack. We don't know each other personally, but I know of him and he may know of me. And Cameron knew this when he first started working with Jordan when he was a young junior and had him tested, had him screened, physically screened to find out what his body could and couldn't do. Knew that and then built his swing and technique with him around that. So I can't stress enough, go to your coach, or if you don't have a coach, find a local professional who knows TPI screening, physical screening, and then from there you can actually reach out to either myself or you can seek out a TPI certified golf coach and work with them on building your swing around what your body can and cannot do. That's all for tonight. I hope I brought you some valuable insight to preventing injuries and swinging without getting a tight back, or just overall general fitness when it comes to golf. We'll talk on some more topics in this area, but we won't be doing it too much since it's not my specific area of expertise. But I hope that was helpful for you. That's all from me. I'll see you in episode 14 tomorrow. Thanks. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it.